KP2HXS.
It's an on that center section. It was on the wall next to the center section on the low side, not on the garden center side. But they did have joiners there, and I did get some. And then in a different place, I found clamps. So eventually I found everything. It just took me a long time.
I figured it was somewhere near, you know, the outside area. And the sprinklers are for plants, and, you know, tried to steer you in the right direction.
It was on the wall next to that place, and there was a section just for sprinklers. And that one, that coupler did fit better in my section that I cut out that has the cut in it than the one that I found over in plumbing. It didn't fit quite as tight.
Yeah, you don't want any leaks on the ground.
No, I already had them. I had to go get topsoil and fill in a sunken place. Because where that water leaks underground, the ground comes, you know, gets more compact, and you have a little sinkhole.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, we just left Tractor the Supply. We're heading back to the house.
Well, Lowe's is jam-packed, and the race comes on in 15 minutes. No, an hour and 15 minutes. So I'm going to make it back home in time for the race easy.
Yeah. Well, heck, you're only a few minutes from the house.
And it probably won't take me a half hour to hook everything up and pressure test it.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be sitting back with a nice big sandwich and watching your race in no time.
Sandwich. You ever had a Dagwood sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Big chunks of bread. The whole two slices of tomato and one slice of bread.
You have to dislocate your jaw, Sally says, and eat that sandwich.
But the wings from Flying Aces haven't been that good lately, so I think we're going to move away from the wings on race day.
Wings from Flying Aces. I don't know where the heck there's a good wing spot around here.
Has he ever been there?
Yeah, it's right in the middle of downtown.
And they were new, but something happened, and the last couple of times we've tried them, they haven't been near as good as they were when they were brand new.
Yeah, food from somewhere else, who knows?
We're going to enjoy this beautiful day. You're not going to spend it inside watching the race, are you?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. We've already done our vacuuming and cleaning the house Sunday morning. We've already had band practice. Just went out and got some bird seed and a few little things, and don't know yet. I might sit in my chair for a few hours.
Lodge, taking stuff to the transfer station, and came across a tub. One of those tubs, I don't know, it's a pretty big tub, you know, about 2.5 feet by a foot and a half and about 2 feet deep. Half full of bird seed. And no bats or anything got to it yet. I spread all that bird seed out over the yard before I left to go to the transfer station.
Is that open today? Was it O'Neill?
Yeah, I didn't go, not today. This was one day during the week last week.
Oh, I thought you meant today. Okay. I misunderstood.
But it was still good. It was still dry, too. You could see the dust on top of it when you put your hand in it.
Yeah, we get the black oil seed from Tractor Supply. Usually they have it on sale for like 19 or 20 bucks, and it was on sale today for $21.99, so my birds are well fed.
Is that like a 50-pound bag or a 25-pound bag, or how big is that?
It's a 40-pound bag.
That's a lot of bird seed. Your birds are fed good.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a bird feeder right out front. And then we put a little line on up on the porch area there for the squirrels.
We had several bird feeders over the years. And the last one we got when we were up somewhere in Pigeon Forge. And we got it because the squirrels kept getting into it all the time. And the squirrels would just destroy it for the birds. Right? I'm not against squirrels eating. They got to eat too. But I am against not letting the birds eat. So we got a Dixie Flipper, I think is what they called it. Have you seen them?
Well, what we have is we have one of those metal cones that bolts up underneath the birdhouse. And if they try and get on there, it just kind of flips them off.
ring around the bottom of it, and when the squirrel pulls down, the birds are light enough they can't push the ring down. But the squirrel's heavy enough when it pulls on that ring, the ring goes down, and that kicks in a DC motor that spins the bottom of it, not too fast, but fast enough that the squirrel doesn't want to hold on to it.
Oh, my wife is laughing. Apparently she knew about it. I haven't seen one of those, but yeah, that sounds pretty funny.
Too high, it doesn't hurt the squirrel. I don't want to hurt the squirrel, but I do want to still be able to, I mean, the squirrel will get in there and empty a whole bird feeder out, and most of it will go on the ground and get wet, and then it's no good.
Well, what I try and do is, the tree next to the bird feeder, I put a couple of small piles out there for the squirrels, keep them away from the feeder, and then we have the little wrens that come up to the porch, and they feed off the porch, and then everybody else goes into the bird feeder.
Motion trigger cameras up next to the bird feeder and get any good shots that way?
I can sit on my porch with my big lens and get up there and get some good shots, but no, I never did that.
Pictures from a long time ago where we used to have a holly tree that came, it was all the way up to the second story, which is where the master bedroom's on the second story, and it had a little porthole window out there, and the holly tree was maybe 3 feet from the porthole window. So I climbed that tree and put a rope with a pulley over a limb that was up above that, and I'd pull that Dixie flipper up all the way up to the portal window on the second floor, and I set a camera up in that portal. It's one of those windows you can't open. It's like an octagon shape, and it's sealed. And got some really good pictures of birds sitting right there, I mean, 2 feet away from the camera lens, eating red cardinals, those yellow finches, the bluebirds, and you get the mockingbirds and the jaybirds, too. They're not quite as interesting as the other ones.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, when the weather breaks a little bit, gets a little warmer, I might sit out front with my big lens and see if I can't get a couple of good shots of some birds.
Those red cardinals up close, those male red cardinals up close, wow, those are some pretty birds.
About the bluebirds, have you caught a couple of those yet?
Yeah, they're pretty too. They're kind of rare, like the yellow finches. The yellow finches rare too, but they're really, really pretty. The red cardinals a lot more. You see a lot more of them than you do the bluebirds or the yellow finches.
Yeah, we got a bluebird house a little bit further away from the feeder. Yeah, we see them every year. They come in around February or something. Yeah, they're starting now to get into the bluebird house.
Outside, they'll see it. They land on the ground out by the tree, and the dogs will freeze. Because used to be they just run right at them, and the birds just fly away. So now they see it, and they freeze, and they strategize about how they're going to get that bird. They'll never get to that bird, but at least they have fun playing.
All right, Dave. You have a good day. We're just about back to the house, and I will look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Back to my favorite parking spot, and I'm shutting it down. I'm going to go fix this leak and then get cleaned up and go watch the race. KB2HXS, W4DJW. Catch you later.
All right, Dave. Have a good day. KB2HXS.